Children often have a favorite toy they take everywhere because children often consider their toys as their friends. Children have incredibly active imaginations, and when they are very young, they often give their toys personalities and characters. Therefore, to a child, a toy is often much more than just a toy. To a child, a toy can be a friend, and therefore the child feels more comfortable when they have their toy with them. A child can sometimes experience extreme forms of anxiety when they do not have their favorite toy with them. This is a very strange trait in children, which normally they grow out of when they get older. I think the main reason young people want to have the latest technology is because it is a status symbol for young people. In many young social circles, it is important to have the latest, most up-to-date technology. Things such as AirPods or the most recent smartphone are considered stylish and important to own. In short, young people like to follow the latest trends and stay up to date. Another reason why young people want to have the latest technology is because it is often very useful. Modern technology is designed to improve the day-to-day lives of all people and to provide entertainment and relaxation. Therefore, these are items that young people love to own. There are some people who are very protective over their possessions, and when this is taken to the extreme, there are even people society calls hoarders. For some people, possessions are very important, and the idea of losing them or giving them away is difficult for them. These are possessions that may have sentimental value, may seem important and useful, or may just be items they do not want to get rid of. Personally, I do not understand this type of mentality, and I like to clear out my things, or else clutter builds up in my house. The reason why people like to hoard things to themselves is quite complicated. The media has a huge impact on people's decisions about what they buy. Media is very influential and often will unconsciously influence you to buy things. Most obviously, there is advertising, which directly influences what people will buy by introducing them to new products and explaining why they are desirable. However, there are less direct ways media influences people as well. For example, if a product appears a lot in popular TV programs, then people are more likely to buy the product as they recognize it as a popular product from TV. Furthermore, famous celebrities sometimes endorse products on their social media. Personally, I think there is sometimes too much choice nowadays when people go to buy products. It is a commonly held belief that competition drives innovation and also lowers prices. The idea is that if there are loads of the same product, then companies will compete to make their product the best and the most affordable. Personally, I find that there are just a lot of low-quality products on offer, all trying to get people to waste their money purchasing them. I think it would be better if there were less products, but products of higher quality. So, there is too much choice nowadays when people buy products. There are many people who buy items and products they do not really need. This is because many people like to shop for the pleasure of shopping, rather than to buy products that they need. It has been proven that many people have dopamine released in their brain when they buy products. Therefore, people like this will purchase many luxury items that do not serve a purpose, simply because it makes them feel happy. Personally, I think this is a very silly way to behave and to spend money. People should only buy what they truly need.